United Nations Radio presents Tomorrow for Two, an actuality drama about two young people who have lived in two different worlds, a young man and a young woman. This is their story, as written by Alan Sloan and narrated by Herbert Marshall. Tomorrow for Two.
It was 15 below zero that night as I walked up Boulevard West in Montreal looking for an address. Damn cold. The windows of the grocery on the corner, proprietors Dupre and McNair, were firmed with steam turned ice. A fine night to be out on a routine job, said I, looking for the house number. 3796, 3798. There. 3800 Boulevard West. Warmer inside the front door of the apartment house. But rows of buttons to push to get upstairs and names. Gentilhomme, Carr. There. There it was. Chabot. Tommy. Chabot. 3A. I found them. I rang the buzzer. They were home. I started up the stairs. They'd be surprised to see me. They were expecting somebody on this routine check, but not in a million years me. For all they knew, I was still in Austria. Second flight. You see, they were displaced persons who'd come to Canada. They'd been here 2 years now, and the International Refugee Organization was doing a routine check on how they were making out. I used to be an IRO official in the camp they lived in. Now my visit was unofficial. Third flight. Somebody playing Chopin on their floor. 3D, CB, 3A. This is the place. Chabot.
Chabot here?
I'm from the IRO.
Oh, yes. Well... Oh! Mr. Bill!
What is it, Tommy?
Mr. Bill! Erica! Erica, come! Look! Him!
Who? What? Oh, come in, then stand in the hall. Come. Mr. Bill!
You see, as an IRO officer in Aston, DP Center 100 in Linz, Austria, I'd been Mr. Bill to all the people of all nationalities, lumped under the short title DP. And these kids, Tommy and Erica, were my friends. And now I was in their new home. From DP Center 100, Barrack 17, Room 12, Window Corner, to Apartment 3A.
Coffee, Erica. Make coffee.
Beer. Bring beer.
And cakes. Where are the little cakes?
Mr. Bill, why didn't you tell you were
coat,
coming?
Take his hat.
Sure, now. Show him the room.
Well, yes.
No. That's better. Calm down, you two. Calm down.
Mr. Bill.
What is it, Erica?
Calm down? Oh, no. Not every day comes somebody from another world. go. Sit them in together inside. I make coffee.
Tommy dragged me into the parlor, but I wasn't seeing it. I was watching his face, dark, eager, younger now than he had looked then, but the eyes still burning. And I thought of the first time I'd seen him and Erica, when they turned up in my camp, DPs looking for a home. I signed them in, filled in their card. Okay. Chabot, Tommy, 21. Chabot, Erica, 19. Hungarian. Married. Displaced person. Eligibility checked. All right. Oh, Chabot.
Yes, sir.
Parents?
Dead. they were taking
her. Yeah, all right. Your wife's?
She can't speak English. Her's too dead.
Yeah, yes. Chabot's late. I want to get you into a barracks.
Barracks?
Yes. You didn't expect paradise, did you? This was an old slave labor camp, you know.
Yeah, I know, but
Now, youngster, let me tell you something here and now. Everybody in this camp has stories. Begin here to forget them. Yesterday?
Yeah.
All right. I'll put you in, let's see, 17, room 12.
A room?
With another family, Chabot. But I'll give you the corner with the window. Now, come on, let's get you settled, and I'll get something to eat.
Thank you.
I suppose this is all the luggage you have, this bag?
Yeah.
Come on.
I'll
carry it. As I stood with Tommy and Erica in the middle of their new life in Montreal, the world they had come from, that the three of us remembered, seemed so far away. In a flash, I was back in Aston the first time I'd arrived. The end of my first day. Another DP, my right-hand man, my interpreter, my friend, his name was Dusan Teodorovich, called Teddy, put his hand on my shoulder that night.
Mr. Bill, I tell you one thing, make it not so hard for you. Don't listen to the stories. Be hard.
No, how can you be hard?
Believe me, don't listen. The first has a story, the 500th has a story, the 5,000th has a story. So much misery. You going to carry it all in your heart? Be hard.
And then all of a sudden, as if he'd been reading my thoughts, Tommy piped up.
Teddy. Where is Teddy? Where did he go? Australia? United States? Brazil? Chile?
Teddy, I left him back in Aston 2 months ago.
Oh. Tell me the truth.
The truth is he'll never get away. His lung is even worse.
Teddy.
And Tommy, it's not only Teddy. There are 7,000 more the IRO is taking care of. The sick ones have very little chance of finding a new home like you have.
I see. And Margaret Beck? And the skipper? And Barkev, who sang?
Later, Tommy, later. I'll tell you about all of them. But
now we have coffee and little cakes. Whipped cream.
What's so funny?
In this house. You like our house? Look, three rooms, Mr. Bill. Look.
Oh, all right, Erica. All right, I see. Well, what's the joke?
The joke is in this house, whipped cream.
And bad.
And because when we first got here, for the first 2 weeks, we are eating nothing but whipped cream.
And drinking bad.
Whipped cream on everything.
So extravagant, but we couldn't help ourselves.
You understand, we could not help it.
And bath all the day, all the night. Never could we get enough baths.
Oh, whipped cream. Oh, wait, Tommy, don't put sugar in Mr. Bill's coffee. He takes it black.
Oh.
I remember.
I remember something else. I remember a little girl who couldn't speak a word of English.
Oh, I am still tied the tongue.
Tongue-tied.
Oh, you.
Then we just sat there. So much to say, so much to ask. And no word for which to start. Just three hearts together and very full. And nothing to say.
So, tell me what,
tell me. After all, that's why I'm here.
Why?
I want to see if you're adjusted. That's why I came, to see if you're doing well. How you've adapted to your new world. But most of all, Tommy, Erica, just to see if you're happy.
Are we happy? Happy? Happy, Mr. Bill. This is a generalization. Big. A great big thing. A generalization. I do not like generalizations. I do not like to speak them. Because we are victims of a generalization.
I see.
Mr. Bill, I tell you what. First, we tell you all we can remember what happened to us after we see you for the last time. All right?
Sure, fine. I was going to ask.
I remember, Mr. Bill, the last night in camp.
Yes, I came to see you. I was afraid I'd miss you at the train the next morning.
Yes. And when you left, I didn't want to say goodbye. Not to anyone. Because I knew how it had been every time we had said goodbye to the others who got out before us. Was I happy for them? No. I envied them. For a moment, I almost hated them. I hated them for having what I did not have. I know what they must have seen in my eyes. I didn't want to see it in our friend's eyes.
Mr. Bill, I remember then, the next morning at dawn, at the train, we did see them. There were tears. You remember, Mr. Bill?
I remember.
Yes. Many tears. And the look in their eyes, Tommy, I saw it. And you know when it was worst, the look?
No.
It was when Teddy came to the side of the train. Remember, Mr. Bill, how we leaned out of those train cars and yelled to each other? Well, he came, and he was going to say something. And then he saw, written in the chalk on the train, the words, Nach Kanada, Nach Freiheit.
To Canada, to freedom.
Did you see those words, Tommy?
Yes. I put them there.
You did? Oh, I never knew that. I never knew that all the time we were on the train.
You remember it was March, almost 2 years ago today, from Asten, way deep inside Austria, to the German border. Days and nights on the train, Mr. Bill, all across Germany to the North Sea, to Bremerhaven, the port.
3 weeks we waited there.
Then, all of us, suddenly, we are on the dock.
31,
B-32. Everybody in a long line. That was a good line. Calling out the numbers. Everybody with a little card. Going the gangplank into the ship. Bundles, packages, old men, babies, waiting. Oh, I tell you, Mr. Bill, it was so wonderful. I am all over, I say, with all the things I have been. Only looking what's going to happen, what's waiting for me in the new place, what's going to be there. Ah, that day I never forget.
Wait, I show you something. Don't go away.
What?
Tommy and I looked at each other as Erica disappeared into the next room.
You know, just to have a place where you can go from a room to a room and still be home. I tell you.
Yes. You see, I saved this.
The card, the number card.
The boarding number, our numbers, 282, 283. Even the little safety pin.
She's a big saver, that one. All kinds of junk.
Oh, I look at it very often, Tommy. Often I touch my little pin. See?
I never knew you have this thing.
Well, why not? Later on, many, many years later, don't you think it's going to be nice to show that number?
To who?
My children.
It's not good to be a number.
It's not bad to be a number like this, Tommy.
Just the same, I tell you. Here I carry nothing. No numbers, certificates, no who am I, no where do I come from, where am I going.
Nobody asks me such. Why, the first day I got off the boat...
Wait, too fast. Let me tell. Mr. Bill, all across the ocean, it is very rough. I am seasick. But when we get to Halifax, suddenly I am better. Oh, and what great feeling that day.
Kindly step this way, please. Don't separate.
Oh, I tell you, that is the best of all to remember. When they put on your papers that stamp. Bing. Okay.
No, it's...
Yes, a red stamp.
Legally admitted.
That's right, a round one.
A big one.
A big book they wrote you in. And you are in Canada.
Then one thing after another. Oh, how many things. Up to me comes an old lady.
Do you need clothes, stockings, a skirt? Please, take something, anything.
But all the time in Europe we're getting things like this. No more. I say thank you. No.
To all new Canadians, do not leave the pier. Do not leave the pier. This is for your own protection. Do not leave the pier.
But you know how I am. How anybody is in a new land, I'm curious. So I go out. I go outside in Halifax. And I walk around for hours, free. Nobody asks me who, what, where. Nobody asks me anything. It's a wonderful feeling.
And me? What about me? I was the one who saw that taxi car first. It was so busy. Cars everywhere.
Taxi, folks? Taxi?
No, we don't know.
Eh? Where are you from?
Austria.
Oh, just off the boat, eh?
Oh, yes, just...
Well, get in.
How can we to get in?
How can you? Get in, I say. Get in and see the town.
Oh, but we have no money.
That don't matter. Get in and I'll show you Halifax. And buy you a sundae.
Sundae? But this is Tuesday. And he took us all over Halifax. Ice cream, he bought us everything. All over and back to the dock and not a cent to pay. And said,
folks, I'm proud to be the man to show you Canada first. Be happy here.
One more thing, Mr. Bill. Came time for the trains again. And one more farewell. Goodbye, dear friends. Another departing of old friends. Another goodbye. The last goodbye. We separated. Some of us went to Vancouver, some to Toronto. You see, each of us had some place to go. People had sent for us, promised to take us. Old friends all around us saying goodbye, Mr. Bill.
I understand. Well, what then, Tommy?
Then, after that, it was straight going. Oh, no. One more camp. Terrible.
How can you say that? It was beautiful.
We came to Montreal, and one night we had to stay in a reception center. But a camp.
An old Air Force camp. Beautiful, the beds.
But a camp.
But the beds, so soft. The blanket, blue, with shiny. I could just hold it and look at it. Too soft. We did not sleep. And showers clean. Oh, how can you complain?
A camp. But I don't want to think about camps anymore.
You are right. You should think now of the happy things.
The happy things. What are the happy things, Erica?
Well, let me see. Oh, excuse me, the door. Yes?
Good day, my lad. I am selling tickets for the Portsmouth Bath. You would like to buy one? Yes, don't you?
Oh, yes, just a minute. Tommy?
Yes, Erica?
Tommy, give me half dollar.
What for?
Postman at the door. There's going to be a dance. I buy a ticket.
Sure. Here, buy two.
Okay.
Mr. Bill, you remember your story you told us in Austria? American says to Nazi, my country is better. Nazi says, why? We are stronger. American says...
Yes, but when we hear footsteps on the stairs in the middle of the night, we know it's the milkman.
Yes. So, the postman. That is a happy thing. Not to be afraid. Little things, Mr. Bill. Look, our rooms, our piano.
Oh, wait, I show you something else. Look.
The telephone book?
Yes. Here, printed our name, Jabot, printed in the phone book. We are a somebody again.
about the bad things. Tony, Erica, what about them?
The stories? I tell you something. On my job, I am saleswoman in Carson's. At first, the old ladies, the nice old ladies, they hear my accent. They ask, where are you from? Austria. Oh, tell us your story. Everybody wants to hear the story, so I tell them. Then my boss comes and says, Erica, please, you sell a blouse for under $10, no story. With a blouse for $10, tell the story.
So?
So, we are not here to tell terrible stories. Mr. Bill, everybody has his own misery, his own terrible truth. We must not tell more misery, just to be ourselves and live.
Yes. But living here, may I ask again, are you happy?
Are we happy?
Yes.
Well, I try to tell. Used to be to have bread and life was enough. Never mind thinking happy, not happy. Just to live, to stay alive. And I tell you something. Even the worst was not too bad.
Yes, but we say that now with a stomach full.
Erica, please. Now, Mr. Bill, a little thing makes you feel good. To walk in the street, meet someone. Hello, hello, how are you? Fine? Well, so long. Sure, goodbye. Somebody knows you. And then little things make you feel bad. In the morning, the trolley is late. I could punch it in the nose. It is cold. Do I say, fool, fool, be happy you are here. The trolley is late. Remember how bad it used to be? Do I say?
No, no, we never say.
Is it better than it used to be, Tommy, or isn't it?
Of course. Are we happy? Of course. I had the feeling just tonight when you are here. I wonder for a minute, where are we? This is us? Erica and Tommy? Here?
Yes, yes, true, true.
Sure, it strikes me all of a sudden. This house, this room. Look, us. A piano. The name on the door, the name on the street. How strange. How did it happen to us? The IRO, do they remember us? I don't know. But just that people thought to make an IRO for people like us is to be happy.
Wait, Tommy. I mean, are you happy about it? What has become of you?
Again, the question. Mr. Bill, let me tell you just this. No more. I am happy with the weather shining, with the rain wet, with the snow cold. But I am human. I know half the world is hungry, but I am human. I still make me very mad at Erica. She doesn't put me enough salt in the meat. Think of that. This is the thing that is all that makes me angry now. No, I am not idealist to think I am happy. I just try to secure my everyday meal and eat it in peace, that's all. And not to harm anybody if I can help it. And to dream what everybody else dreams. But you know, the dreams we used to have came true. Now we are here. We have to find new dreams for what we want to be. Mr. Bill, you saw us yesterday in Austria. You see us today in Canada. Come back and see us again tomorrow.
I looked at the clock, 3 a.m. We'd talked long about the two worlds, and now it was tomorrow. Tomorrow for two young people. We said awkward goodbyes, made promises to write. It was Erica who saw me at the door. She stood there. I put out my hand to her.
Mr. Bill.
Yes?
Here is the truth. We, people like us, do not ask to be happy. Only to be in the bright lights, to walk freely in the street, and to forget, if we can, how hard it was back there in the mud.
And Erica took my hand and kissed it. I walked down the stairs and away from 3800 Boulevard West. It had dropped to 25 below zero. I did not feel the cold. This is Herbert Marshall. It took just 30 minutes to tell you the true story of Tommy and Erica. Their story is over. Their tomorrow for two is here. But it would take hours to tell of the thousands upon thousands of people just like them, hoping to be resettled, waiting in the dark yesterdays from which Tommy and Erica have escaped. Their life today was made possible by the International Refugee Organization of the United Nations, who cared for them while they were in Germany, and who moved them to Canada just as soon as there was an offer from an understanding Canadian. By understanding and by remembering stories such as you've heard today, you can help the IRO and the United Nations bring a brighter tomorrow, not just to two, but to thousands.
Thank you, Mr. Marshall. Canada is one of a great family of nations, welcoming new citizens to new worlds. Argentina, Australia, Belgium, Brazil, France, Israel, New Zealand, and Venezuela. These are just a few of the many countries that have offered new homes, new jobs, and a new start in life to tens of thousands. You have been listening to Mr. Herbert Marshall in Tomorrow for Two, a special United Nations broadcast written by Alan Sloan and directed by Mava Moore. Louis Applebaum composed and conducted the score. The program originated in the Toronto studios of the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation and was produced by Gerald Keane of United Nations Radio.